heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorn our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously shared their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity
under a merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, optimistic viewers, and Velkommen. Velkommen is how welcome is said in Norwegian, a language consisting of two distinct dialects and spoken by about 4 million people. Thank you for joining us on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 25. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907. Supreme Master Television is also conveniently accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, India extends help to Nepal in the manufacturing sector. In health news, uplifting statistics are reported in the United Kingdom. In lifestyle news, Dr. Happy shares how to keep smiling at the workplace. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 26, is National Day in Austria, which celebrates its declaration of neutrality in 1955. The Austrian Federal Assembly approved a constitutional law that said Austria would remain perpetually neutral and would not join any military alliances or allow establishment of foreign military bases on its territory. Austria, located in Central Europe and north of Italy and Slovenia, has a very rich musical heritage. It is the birthplace of composers Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, Joseph Haydn and Franz Schubert. Austria is also well known for the musical genres of the waltz and the operetta, with Johann Strauss the Younger being probably one of the most famous composers in these styles. We wish the creative people of Austria a splendid National Day.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Television on cable television in the Netherlands. On Friday, the Netherlands cable company, Regional Cable Television Middle-Holland, or REKAM, began broadcasting Supreme Master Television to its digital cable network. This means that up to 44,000 households, representing 80% of REKAM's total cable subscribers in Gouda and several other cities in the central region, will be able to view Supreme Master Television alongside an array of other international and Dutch channels.
Viewers will be able to tune in to watch the international channel for free without need for a satellite dish, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. What exciting news! Many thanks, Raycom, for your quick approval in adding Supreme Master Television to your broadcast network. We wish many viewers the enjoyable benefits of being able to tune in to constructive and uplifting news and ideas at any time.
Tropical storm hits Yemen. The storm that struck the southern coast of Yemen this week has cost the lives of at least 49 people and over 20,000 are homeless. With schools able to accommodate about 10% of the evacuees, the government has promised to send tents for shelter. The UNESCO heritage site of Shibam, home to 20,000 people, is currently isolated by floodwaters, and the entire southeastern provinces of Hadramaut and Mahra, two of Yemen's largest, have been declared disaster areas. Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh has flown to the area to oversee relief efforts, and military and private company helicopters have been dispatched to aid the rescue operations. United Arab Emirates President Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan has also stated that his country is sending emergency aid. We pray for the safety of the Yemeni people and their resiliency in returning to normal life. Our thankfulness for the courageous rescue workers bringing assistance to the region. May our increased consideration and regard for the planet ease the severity of situations such as these.
Floods impact Sri Lanka. Following heavy rains, western and northern regions of Sri Lanka have been subjected to flash flooding, with 4 fatalities attributed thus far to the deluge. The high waters have destroyed 16 homes and heavily damaged 68, with 76,000 people affected. The Sri Lankan government allocated over $58,000 in emergency assistance for residents and has ordered a number of measures to drain and divert water from the flooded areas.
On October 25th, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $10,000 in direct aid for the victims. This amount could purchase an equivalent of approximately $112,000 in needed supplies if they were bought in the United States, based on the local cost of living in Sri Lanka. May heaven protect the Sri Lankan people as they strive to recover their day-to-day lives. Our gratefulness to the Sri Lankan leaders and personnel for their quick and effective relief operations. We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her immediate support to Sri Lanka. May we all find gentler ways to tread on the planet to minimize events such as these. Floods disrupt Morocco. With the highest ever rains for 35 years occurring between September 17th and October 23rd, the Interior Ministry reports that at least 30 lives have been lost to flooding in the city of Tangier. Workers were rescued, but the businesses, which employ up to 30,000 people, will need significant repair before being able to open again. The country's Interior Ministry confirmed that emergency services have been dispatched to help residents. Supreme Master Qinghai pledged a $20,000 donation, which is an equivalent of approximately $242,000 in relief items if purchased in the United States, based on Morocco's overall cost of living. We are grateful for this timely assistance from Supreme Master Qinghai. May heaven protect all those affected by these floods for the soon restoration of their fulfilling day-to-day lives. Our prayers that weather conditions such as these lessen through our more caring stewardship of the planet.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Thai and Cambodian leaders pledge to protect friendly relations. Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen and Thai Prime Minister Somchai Wong Sai Wat spoke during the Asia-Europe meeting in Beijing, China, after which their foreign ministers informed the press that the two countries had agreed to resume diplomatic relations. Cambodian Foreign Minister Hao Nam Hung said, "What happened between us, we have to solve peacefully, amicably, for the sake of our neighborliness." Military leaders also met in Siem Reap, Cambodia, to speak further of peaceful resolution. "Our respectful salute, Cambodian and Thai leaders, for your commitment to harmonious relations. May the Cambodian and Thai people enjoy brotherly friendship across both nations' richly historic lands."
China's Liaoning province extends hunting ban. The northeastern Chinese provincial government has decided to ban hunting for another 5 years to continue to protect the area's wildlife. Since the introduction of the ban in October 2003, a marked improvement has been noted in the restoration of animal populations and their habitats. Kudos, Liaoning Province government, for continuing to save the animals' lives. We pray that hunting will soon cease through our growing compassion for all creations of the divine.
Testing may help prevent genetic diseases. Developed at the Bridge Center in London, United Kingdom, by Professor Alan Handyside, the new genetic MOT process is designed to help people who might be at risk of passing on genetic defects in conceiving healthy children through in vitro fertilization, or IVF. Unlike testing today, which can reveal only a very small percentage of disorders, this new technique is said to identify nearly all genetic predispositions, including diseases such as muscular dystrophy and cystic fibrosis. This test will thus make genetic screening much more comprehensive and straightforward. Wow, what an advancement! Our accolades for your meticulous research, Dr. Handyside and other Bridge Center scientists. May the divine guide your continued efforts to ensure the highest health potential of future generations.
Prince of Asturias Awards presented. Often called the Spanish Nobel Prize, the Prince of Asturias Awards are personally presided by Spain's Crown Prince Felipe and are awarded for outstanding achievements in sports, science, letters, and humanities. This year's honorees included French Colombian politician Ingrid Betancourt, who received the Prince of Asturias Concordia Prize, named after His Royal Highness, for his work in promoting understanding among people. Spanish tennis star and world number one player Rafael Nadal received the award for sports, while Canadian author Margaret Atwood was honored in letters.
Four African organizations were recognized for their fight against malaria with the Award for International Cooperation, and the Bulgarian philosopher Tsvetan Todorov received the prize for social sciences. Thank you, Your Royal Highness, for the prestigious recognition, and we join the world in applauding this year's recipients of the Prince Asturias Awards. May your noble contributions continue to shine as beacons of inspiration for our world. Dog rescues man from burning home. When the back of a man's Australian home at Aldinga Beach caught on fire at 1 a.m., Carly the Kelpie began barking to awaken him. The man was able to escape to safety through the front and notify his neighbors of the fire. However, worried at not seeing Carly, the man went back inside the house but had to come back out due to smoke inhalation. Miraculously, Carly appeared moments later, jumping through a window to safety. Bravo and our gratitude, noble-hearted Carly, for your life-saving fire alert. We also thank the brave firefighters and pray that God continues to keep them safe. May Carly and her human caregiver enjoy many more cherished times together.
High mercury levels correlated with pilot whale consumption. Scientists at the Health Sciences University of Hokkaido and Daiichi University's College of Pharmaceutical Studies tested residents in the whaling town of Taiji, who frequently ate whale meat, and found mercury levels 10 times higher than the national average. Those who reported consuming the whale meat more than once a month had even dangerously higher levels of mercury. Mercury ingested by animals or humans can damage immune systems and at high enough levels can be fatal. Japanese researchers, we express our thankfulness for these insightful studies. May people in Japan and the world be moved to avoid all forms of marine life for their own optimal well-being and that of the ocean ecosystem.
Save our planet. Vegetarians in Finland lead by example. Finland has long stood at the forefront of climate change action. The Finnish Climate Change Communications Program recently reported that awareness of climate change has increased to up to 90% of the population within 5 years, along with citizens' readiness to change their lifestyle. Awareness of the need to reduce animal product consumption is also growing.
People should not eat meat, and also people should not eat milk because of methane gas, which comes from cattle.
Voices of vegetarians such as Reina Simonens are active in informing the public of animal agriculture's huge part in global warming.
I'm trying to keep this in politics, and I'm writing to magazines about this, and we have to work hard in environmental organizations and also in politics and in every level.
Ms. Simonen's concern is shared by animal welfare and environment protection advocates, including those in office, such as Finnish Parliament member Paavo Arhinmäki.
People have started to talk about also food as one possibility to stop climate exchange, and we have had ideas that, for example, in schools we have one day every week that there is only vegetarian food.
Mr. Arhinmäki uses his own life choices to set an example in encouraging co-citizens toward being eco-friendly vegetarians as well.
Everybody knows that I'm vegetarian, and now we have elections here in Finland. There is in my advertising, I say that I'm vegetarian. So it's little steps. People start to think that, okay, he's a vegetarian, probably I could do it also.
We commend Parliament member Arhinmäki and activists such as Ms. Simonen for their exemplary leadership and dedication to spreading the word about the vegetarian diet. May more and more people join in making this one important lifestyle change to save the planet.
Reducing energy-intensive foods to minimize global warming. The United Kingdom's Professor Tim Lang, who formulated the concept of food miles, recently stated the world may be eating its way to starvation through inefficient and energy-intensive ways of producing food. Saying that food policy can be used to reverse global warming, the City University's professor encouraged people to grow their own food and eat using fewer resources, stating, "We need to lobby government for change, eat less meat and fewer dairy products, and garden more." A big green thank you, Dr. Lang, for alerting the public about the planet-cooling benefits of practices such as the plant-based diet. Blessed be such reminders that lead humanity toward lifestyles that sustain all of God's creations on our wondrous earth.
Reducing livestock to counter global warming. Research by Briton Dr. Andy Thorpe of University of Portsmouth has found that methane emissions are playing a more significant role in global warming as their proportion is on the rise. Compared to CO2, which has increased by 31% during the past 250 years, methane has increased by 149% during the same period. Moreover, methane is far more potent, trapping 72 times more heat than CO2 over a 20-year period. Dr. Thorpe stated, "Methane emission growth has been increasing exponentially within the developing world due to rising incomes, causing increased demand for meat proteins and developed countries sourcing meat from developing markets." Dr. Thorpe suggested reducing methane emissions via livestock downsizing and corresponding reduced meat consumption. At the same time, he also warns against shifting from eating meat to fish, saying that this would be devastating to the ocean ecosystems. Our gratefulness for your research, Dr. Thorpe. We pray people across the globe turn more and more to the plant-based diet, which provides abundantly for our health as well as that of the earth.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water, save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3,433 million hectares of land annually, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half of the world's grain supply, consume two-thirds less fossil fuels than those used for meat production, reduce pollution from untreated animal waste, maintain cleaner air, save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com.
Mayor of Sofia has a heart for birds. As part of a campaign called My Green City, Mayor Boyko Borisov of the Bulgarian capital city encouraged the city's children to treat birds more kindly. His appeal included a call to protect all of the 68 bird species living in Sofia. Mayor Borisov also participated in placing bird feeders in the city's central gardens, which will be replenished with grain and other food for the birds. We are touched, Mayor Borisov and Sofia, by your compassionate heart for our feathered friends. Heaven bless your caring example to help the birds flourish in your city.
Polar bears declining in the Russian Arctic. The International Fund for Animal Welfare has reported that polar bear populations are disappearing in the Chukotka region of Russia, largely due to the melting ice of global warming that is pushing more and more animals toward the land. There they find less food and also get closer to humans, which endangers the lives of both people and bears. Unfortunately, polar bear fur has also become more popular, even though the animals are protected by law, with only an estimated 22,000 now left in the wild. You have our sincere appreciation, International Fund for Animal Welfare, and all others who are raising your voice for the protection of our irreplaceable animal friends. May God bless us all to show more kindness toward our co-inhabitants and ensure a brighter future for all. The Egyptian Minister of Electricity and Energy stated that 99% of Egyptians now have access to electricity, and the nation is looking to invest in sustainable power sources.
I'm Kura the Kakapo. It's great to be here. I'm a vegan, and today I have a tip on reducing energy use in your home or office. Do you know that some equipment uses electricity even when turned off? If you plug in several nearby appliances into a power strip, it will be more convenient to unplug them all at once just by unplugging one power strip. It will save you electricity, time, and money. Thank you very much for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. And now, for the weather around the world.
Thank you.
In world news, Nepal will receive help from India in manufacturing. India's Commerce and Industry Minister Kamal Nath pledged full support to Nepal's Commerce and Supplies Minister Rajendra Mahato in trade and industry sectors. In addition, assistance will be forthcoming in the development of special economic zones. Trade between India and Nepal is expected to come to approximately $3 billion by 2010. We respectfully salute India for your commitment to Nepal's growth. May both of your great nations be graced with harmony and abundance.
In health news, the Independent, an online newspaper in the United Kingdom, has reported a variety of interesting statistics. There is an estimated 10,000 people over 100 years old in England and Wales, according to the Office of National Statistics. That agency also said the divorce rate is at its lowest in 30 years. The Department of Health reports an 18.2% decrease in those who have passed away due to cancer, and a 44% decrease for heart disease and stroke fatalities for the 10 years prior to 2007. Our respectful congratulations to the United Kingdom for such uplifting information. May your citizens continue to be blessed with good health and happiness. Up next on Noteworthy News, Dr. Happy encourages employees to enjoy their jobs. We'll go out to smell some flowers and come right back. More outstanding news will be right up here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, splendid news for a wondrous world. In lifestyle news, Australia's Dr. Happy shares how to improve job attitudes. Psychologist Dr. Timothy Sharp, founder of the Happiness Institute of Sydney, Australia, remarked, "Regardless of whether we have a title or not, we can have an impact over our happiness and we can also impact people around us." To promote satisfaction at work, Dr. Sharp's organization offers lectures, interactive workshops, consulting, and executive coaching to businesses. Dr. Sharp also encourages employees to focus on the uplifting part of their job and to try to find enjoyment in it. We appreciate your contribution, Dr. Sharp, and the Happiness Institute, of helping others find contentment in their work. May all individuals be blessed with fulfillment in their lives.
Time for some light-hearted humor with a joke of the day entitled A Simple Wish, told by Supreme Master Cheng Hai.
The teenager son asked the father, "Father, I would like to give you a gift for birthday, but could you please tell me what you want?" So the father said, "Well, I would like the key to my car back, please."
And now for our viewer's heartline. Our heartline today is from a viewer who saw the Shining World Hero Award being presented to Shaggy, the courageous feline. This devoted cat saved her human caregiver, Mr. Terry Rux, by not allowing him to fall into unconsciousness when his blood sugar level went dangerously low. Upon receiving the award for Shaggy, Mr. Rux commented, "I have a higher power watching over me, and he came in the form of a cat. My guardian angel is a cat." Our viewer from New York, USA wrote,
"I love animals too, and actually, I never liked meat. It never agrees with me. People do not realize the karma we are carrying from the treatment of innocent animals. My life has been whole and pain-free thanks to my friends, the animals."
Animal-loving viewer, it's fantastic to hear how the precious animals have helped you in your life. Our adoring co-inhabitants give us so much unconditional love and add immense joy to our lives. We pray the day soon comes in which all people appreciate these special beings. May the providence smile on you always.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to info@SupremeMasterTV.com or to the address on your screen. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
Now we say farvel, which is goodbye in Norwegian.
May your spirit be bright and your days be peaceful. We'll see you again soon.
Thank you.
world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Energy ministers from Egypt, Iraq, Jordan, Lebanon, Libya, Syria, and Turkey met in Amman, Jordan, where they discussed ways to include Palestine in a cross-border electrical grid.
Guatemalan President Alvaro Colom met with Mexican officials to discuss shared concerns regarding security, trade, and environmental protection along their shared border.
Transportation ministers from Yemen and Oman met in Sana'a to continue discussions on improving bilateral relations.
In trials in the United Kingdom, the medicine alemtuzumab has been found to be effective in treating early stages of multiple sclerosis and may even be able to even reverse its progression.
Interior ministers from Iraq and neighboring countries met in Amman, Jordan to express support for the nation's restored security and stability.
A study led by Dr. Eleanor Walker of the U.S.-based Henry Ford Hospital in Detroit showed that compared to medication, acupuncture had fewer side effects and longer-lasting results.
Hamas spokesperson Ayman Tahar confirmed delivery for the first time of a personal letter written to detained Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit by his family.
Philippine President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo is initiating a number of programs to ensure livelihood assistance and jobs for the nation's financially vulnerable. For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.